I've been thinking about the house situation. Since mom and dad moved to the apartment in June, the place has just been sitting there. It's quite a large property with 3 bedrooms and that lovely garden. Keeping it empty doesn't make much sense to me. Have you considered what we should actually do about it? We need to make a decision.
Of course I have. I think we should rent it out. It's been vacant since, what, June? We could generate some income at least. Besides, the housing market is quite hot right now. The neighbors mentioned they rented their similar-sized house for $2,000 a month last year, and that's just on the low end. Think about it. That could cover a lot of our expenses for mom and dad's care.
Really? Have you considered all aspects?
Yes, absolutely. It's a great location near downtown, and people pay good money for a place like that. I talked to someone from the same street. They're renting their place for $2,500 a month. That's more than we'd spend on their apartment every month. Just think, that could contribute to their healthcare expenses too. It's practical, Lucy. Why keep it empty when we can use it to support their new lifestyle?
I'm not sure it's the right move. What if we want to use it for family holidays or if something unexpected happens?
Use it for what? We haven't been there for Christmas in years.
Family gatherings or in case we need a backup plan. Life isn't predictable.
Come on, Lucy. We haven't used it for family holidays in 3 years. And a backup plan? How often do backup plans become necessary? We're just leaving potential money on the table. Besides, it's not like we can't visit them at their apartment. They like it there. Remember the community events?
We could regret renting it, though. What if something goes wrong?
Why would we regret it? Enlighten me. I'm not seeing the downside you're worried about.
Renters can be unpredictable, and repairs could cost more than the rental income. And if we need the house back suddenly.
That's just speculation, Lucy. You're worrying too much.
Speculation or not, it's a gamble. Besides, what if mom suddenly decides she wants to move back? She's mentioned loving that garden. We can't just evict tenants overnight. I'm thinking long-term consequences, Tom. It's not just about monthly income. It's about flexibility, about having options if things change. What's your backup plan for that?
Always with the what-ifs, huh? You know that's your thing.
It's part of planning, you know? We can't just act impulsively, not with something this important.
It's not impulsive, it's practical. I've even discussed it with a real estate agent. They said we could do short-term leases to keep our options open. Mom's talked about moving back in, but only if her health improves significantly. And let's be real, Lucy. The apartment suits them better now that stairs are becoming a challenge. Remember last time we visited and Mom was struggling with those steps?
You spoke to a realtor already, without telling me?
Yeah, last week. Just exploring options. I thought you'd want to know what we're dealing with.
Okay, but I wish you'd consulted with me first. We should make this decision together, as a family. It's more than just numbers.
Fair enough. But we needed to start somewhere. At least now we have some information to work with, don't you think?
Let's revisit this with all our options on the table. We can look into selling it too, maybe get an appraisal.
Selling? Wow, that's a bit sudden. Are you serious?